You're listening to SBS News.
United States President Donald Trump has become only the third American president to be formally charged under the Constitution's ultimate remedy for high crimes and misdemeanors. The Democratic-controlled House voted 230-197 on the first article of impeachment, abuse of power, making the 45th U.S. president just the third incumbent to be impeached. Mr. Trump is accused of using a delay in delivery of foreign aid money to Ukraine to try to force the country to open a deliberately embarrassing corruption probe into a main 2020 re-election rival, Democrat Joe Biden. The president also stands accused of obstructing Congress by refusing to cooperate with the impeachment investigation, barring staff from testifying and holding back documentary evidence. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi opened debate in the House on the impeachment of Mr. Trump, arguing his actions left politicians with no choice but to act.
If we do not act now, we would be derelict in our duty. It is tragic that the president's reckless actions make impeachment necessary. He gave us no choice. What we are discussing today is the established fact that the president violated the Constitution. It is a matter of fact that the president is an ongoing threat to our national security and the integrity of our elections, the basis of our democracy. Hundreds of historians, legal scholars, and former prosecutors, regardless of party, have stated that the president committed impeachable offenses.
While the vote was still underway, Mr. Trump took to the stage at a rally in the electoral swing state of Michigan. The president told thousands of supporters there the impeachment vote showed Democrats were consumed with hatred and out of touch with American voters.
With today's illegal, unconstitutional, and partisan impeachment, the do-nothing Democrats, and they are do-nothing. All they want to do is focus on this. What they could be doing are declaring their deep hatred and disdain for the American voter. This lawless partisan impeachment is a political suicide march for the Democrat Party. Have you seen my polls in the last 4 weeks?
Back in the House, a majority also supported the second article of impeachment against Mr. Trump for obstructing the congressional probe into his attempt to have Ukraine investigate his potential 2020 Democratic presidential opponent, Joe Biden. But supporters, including House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, believe Mr. Trump's presidency is unlikely to be affected by the impeachment vote.
Madam Speaker, I must warn you, I'm about to say something my Democratic colleagues hate to hear. Donald J. Trump is President of the United States. He is President today, he'll be President tomorrow, and he will be President when this impeachment is over.
The case will proceed to the Senate for a trial next year, where the Republican Party enjoys a comfortable 53-47 majority. Chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Democrat Adam Schiff, says he hopes the Senate will conduct a fair trial.
We have done our duty here in the House. We have upheld the Constitution. We have done as the framers would have us do when a president abuses his office and obstructs a co-equal branch of government. The question now is, will the Senate uphold its duty? Will the senators uphold their oath? Do the senators want to hear from the witnesses? Do they want a real trial? We have to hope that they do.
Moments after the historic vote in the House to impeach the president, the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, would not commit to when the articles would be delivered to the Senate. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.